Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. Welcome back here to the Mark Steiner Show here on WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. We are about to have a conversation with one of our newest partners in this world of media, one of our print partners here in this community, the City Paper, the Baltimore City Paper, of course, we're talking about. And joining us now is Baynard Wood, senior editor of the City Paper. Baynard, welcome. Good to have you back with us, man.
Yeah, great to be back, Mark. Thanks for having us.
So you have, we were trying to put one of your articles on as a produced program, but we'll do that as soon as this court madness ends up, but we'll talk about that as well. Tell us what's up in the City Paper, starting with that story by Erickson.
Yeah, so justice delayed that Edward Erickson, he's been reporting on this story since 2006, and so it's one of the most important things we've been able to do in a long time, where man Robert Long was killed in 2008, was found shot, and Demetrius Smith was charged and served 4 years on this, despite numerous witnesses saying that Jose Morales, who had had a lot of run-ins with the police, arson, stealing cars, and a variety of things, numerous witnesses had said, the victim said he was scared that Morales was going to kill him. Police never questioned him. Police lost a cell phone that the victim had on him at the time. And it was just, it really raises, I mean, the question that Erickson asked that's so important, that's after losing that phone, just one of several mistakes that the cops made, that it cast doubt on the department's ability not just to solve that murder, but any murder. And it really, the question that gets raised is it just incompetence or is there something else involved? And he's actually in the courtroom right now as others are trying to figure out what's going on.
And I think it's also important to add here that Eric Erickson has been working on this story and took the lead on this. The Sun just picked it up, and the City Paper's been way out in front on this story. And it's interesting that he's testifying because of what he's uncovered as an investigative reporter on how to get to the bottom of this crime and what might be happening inside the police department that we don't even know.
Right. It's reported that when one of the things he testified on was his previous reporting that he did in 2006 and in 2008, at which time he was certain that Morales would be charged with this case, with this murder. And in fact, he was only charged after he was caught with, I think it was 6 kilos of heroin in Texas by federal agents. And then he confessed to this crime at that point. And so still, the Baltimore Police Department has never solved this case. It was federal agents that did.
So, and we're looking forward to getting him on the air. I think this is a really important discussion for us to have locally when it comes to solving murders and what he's uncovered here. I would say this, and I'm not just blowing smoke because we're doing work together. I've said this a long time before, that one of the beautiful things about the City Paper, besides covering all the arts and stuff in this metro community, is you have a couple of really incredibly sharp investigative reporters that have been doing this kind of work for years and years.
Yeah, I mean, Van Smith and Edward Erickson both, I mean, with the BGF, the Black Gorilla Family case, when that reemerged, Van had been reporting on that for, you know, half a dozen years already. Ed's been reporting on this for half a dozen years. And that kind of long-term reporting, is rare these days.
So tell me what else is in this edition before we have to move on, Baynard.
Yeah. So we have a hilarious interview with Joe McLeod, our Mr. Wrong columnist and longtime art director, with Richard Lewis, in which Joe barely gets a word in, but old head comedian Richard Lewis just is. It's one of the funniest things that we've had in a really long time. We have a profile of Baltimore's bird, pigeon fancying community and pigeon racing community. I did a profile on a guy, Antoine Butler, for our City Folk series, who really learns about humanity through his raising of birds, which is really a fascinating subculture that we have in the city. We do a profile of the band Weekends, who just came out with a new album. They also runs the new bar, The Crown, and they were living in the open space and drying the covers of their new record in the open space when it burned down. So it's a story of them sort of getting themselves back on their feet after the fire at the Collective in Remington, and then being able to put out what I at least think is probably the best record that they've had in a really long time, or their best record. And also a review of the band Infinite Honey, who has a record coming out. And then Van, speaking of him, went into, there's a new book by Sudhir Venkatesh, a rogue sociologist travels through the underworld of New York City, through the crime economy. And that's, of course, something Van has been reporting on, the shadow economy, here for a long time. So he was just a great choice to be writing that book review as well. And Jeff Himes reviews the Animal Crackers, which will be closing this week, over at Center Stage as well.
Well, this sounds a great issue. I look forward to encourage everybody to pick up the copy of the City Paper, check all these articles out. We'll be taking a couple of those stories and turning them into life here, audio life here on the air. Bannon Woods, senior editor of the Baltimore City Paper, thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Mark. Talk to you soon.
All right, and good luck to City Paper on the efforts they have of the paper that, instead of being shut down, the folks are trying to buy it and turn it into a co-op to keep that paper running for this community, which I think is very important.